We've got a lot of key workers out there that are not necessarily in the NHS or members of the police that do very important jobs that unfortunately they get very little reward for. And the refuse sector is exactly one of those. You know, for years and years, with the private contractors and the councils basically turning a blind eye, we've seen more and more contractors come in, and the wages and terms and conditions of those employees have been watered down. Every time there's a new contract, the contractor brings in their own contract, which is less than what the previous contract was. So we've seen their wages slip and slide. And when we came out of COVID, you know, all of a sudden, you know, we realised very quickly with the world we were exiting out to, that there were certain people who were going to really, really struggle. And then we had the global cost of living crisis. And, you know, these guys really started feeling the pinch when the bills started going up. So we've had a steady campaign within the GMB to work with our members to bring them up and lift them out of what we are calling in-work poverty pay. And, you know, many of them were on minimum wage or a couple of pennies above it. And these guys are, you know, they're among the top 10 most dangerous jobs to do in the UK. You know, regularly, you know, they're, you know, abused by the public. Some of them may get assaulted by the public, but just going about their daily duties, many of these people may get hit by a car doing their duties. So, you know, as well as, you know, the areas where we deal with big wheelie bins, things like that, you know, that's a lot of musculoskeletal injuries they're picking up. So, you know, these guys have had enough, basically. Members of the public can support the strike by keep doing what they're doing. They've been bringing food, milk, you know, they've been showing support by just bibbing their horns as they go past these guys. I must admit, the guys got a really big emotional lift the other day when the taxis drove past, and in a show of solidarity with them. So they were really, blown away by that, you know, because we know that the public, you know, pretty much largely support what's going on here, because majority of that public have been in the same, they've been on the same kind of like wheel trying to get off it, you know. Because some of these staff do use food banks, some of them are using payday loans to get through the month. So that's the reason they're out here.